The following program is a PodcastOne.com production.
Welcome to Raw and Paul, the weekly podcast. I'm Charles Goyette. He shocked the world with his exposure of the NSA's illegal and abusive spying programs. And now, Ron Paul says it's time to grant Edward Snowden clemency before his amnesty in Russia expires at the end of July. We'll talk with Ron Paul about clemency for Edward Snowden in a moment.
How would you like to do something that's good for you and good for America? Well, you can, just by shopping like you normally do. You see, just about everybody uses Amazon these days, because it's so easy. But from now on, when you're going to shop on Amazon, go to the PodcastOne.com Ron Paul page and click on the Amazon link there. When you do, a portion of whatever you buy gets kicked back to the Ron Paul Show to help keep the podcast coming and keep us from having to run tons and tons of ads. So we can be selective and focus on getting you Ron's message. So do it. Go to PodcastOne.com, click on the Ron Paul page, and click on Amazon. The next time you're going to buy something, use that link. You'll be helping yourself because you're buying something you want, and helping America because you're helping keep Ron Paul's messages coming. And there's no extra costs involved. You pay the same price, it's the same Amazon. If you want to help out even more, tell your friends to do the same thing. Go to PodcastOne.com, click on Ron Paul, then click on the Amazon link. You'll be glad you did.
Ron Paul. Ron Paul. This is Ron Paul, the weekly podcast.
If you'd like future whistleblowers to tell us when our government is breaking the law, violating the Constitution, trampling on our rights, then it matters deeply how we treat today's whistleblowers. And at this point, even the New York Times, which now says he's done his country a great service, says it's time for the United States to offer Mr. Snowden a plea bargain or some form of clemency. Ron Paul has a petition at the ronpaulchannel.com to demand clemency for Edward Snowden. So, Dr. Paul, I think we should start by spending at least a minute talking about clemency and pardon itself, which the president is empowered to grant under Article 2, Section 2 of the Constitution.
Yes, and I think this is a perfect example of how it should be used. Under certain circumstances, individuals who may be charged for breaking a law may have been following a higher law, like a moral law or the Constitution. And this has been known for many, many centuries that the king or other leaders in a country had this power and authority to do it. Sometimes it is abused and some of the bad guys get let out, but it has been a tradition. And unfortunately, we don't see it being used in this manner that we're asking them to use it now, you know, for Snowden. But this is a tradition. I'm happy that it's available, and I think public pressure still has an effect. So we're hoping that this petition drive will be successful and do some good.
Well, I was utterly surprised to see the New York Times come down in favor of clemency. I suppose that there are more people that support the position than we would suspect.
Yes, I think the polling has been pretty good. At the beginning, Snowden was getting a bad rap and he was just seen as the enemy of the state. But it has shifted, especially when the American people found out that our government was illegally spying on every American. Then that got their attention. Now, if this would have come down and say, oh, we only spy on bad people, we spy on the Russians and the Chinese, those principles wouldn't have, been affected. And also when they found out that we actually spy on our allies, this got the attention of American people. And they say, hey, you know, this is too much and we ought to rein this in. Maybe Snowden isn't a bad guy after all. And besides, he's given up a lot. I mean, one thing everybody grants him, he's no dumbbell. He knew the risk and he knew the trouble that it would cause for himself. At the same time, I think his goals were much higher. And those who have accused him of treason and selling material and all this, it's never panned out. You know, it's one thing if what Snowden had done had hurt a lot of people, but it really hasn't. It's given us information. It's told us what our government's really been doing. It has shown that our government lies to us. So it isn't like a lot of people died because of this revelation. So I do not see the moral or legal justification for this. This is a perfect time to use the principle of clemency to let him off because technically, you know, he violated the technical law, but he did not violate the Constitution. He was defending the Constitution. Isn't it amazing that if we have a government official that lie through their teeth to us and disobey the Constitution, they're never penalized. But you take one individual who lives up to a promise to uphold the Constitution and tells us the truth, those are the individuals being punished. I think we need to turn that around.
Well, maybe we can strike a deal and give the national security state a promise of clemency for James Clapper for committing perjury before the Congress in exchange for their agreeing to clemency for Edward Snowden.
Yeah, that'd be good. We'd give him clemency because he's probably going to get it anyway. They're not even going to prosecute him. But nevertheless, public relations are pretty important, even in foreign policy, even on court decisions. Everybody pays attention. They take these polls. And I think if we can get a lot of people to sign on to this petition, it could have an effect. They need a little pressure, the pressure on foreign policy with the bombing in Syria and at least talking to the Iranians has been helpful. So this has been one of my goals, is to try to measure this. And it's, there's two things involved, the value of this petition versus our ability to rally the troops and motivate people. Because like we were saying, the polls are probably on our side. I think the majority of American people now are saying, what is the purpose of putting somebody like Snowden in prison?
I wonder what your read is, Dr. Paul, on the government's continual squeeze, increased pressure and provocations of Russia as a means of retaliation for providing Snowden a sanctuary.
Yes, and this to me is just like, to me this seems like there's so many in our State Department and in our government that wants to relive the Cold War. So no matter what the Russians do, it's wrong. They're no angels, but neither are we. But this whole idea, whether it has to do with the Ukraine or stirring up trouble at the Olympics, I just believe there's too many special interests who benefit from a Cold War policy. And this plays on, the jingoism that some people resort to. And to me, I find it rather sad. I just wish that we would come around to understanding and accepting the principle of non-intervention, where countries, even with their imperfections, we can talk to them and we can trade with them. When you think about it now, there's no Soviet empire right now that we're potentially threatened by. And yet they don't want us to talk to people at all. Even when the Soviet Empire was at its worst, we were talking to Stalin. We were an ally with Stalin, and which I thought was terrible, that we had to pick side between two monsters. But nevertheless, the people still, get sucked into this whole idea that we can't talk to anybody. And I think this is the lesson that they haven't learned, unless they have a powerful secondary interest in promoting the Cold War, which is sad.
Dr. Paul, I learned from you at ronpaulchannel.com that Edward Snowden's deal with Russia expires at the end of July. That had slipped my mind, or I hadn't known it. But his options seem to be limited but for clemency here. Although I do note the other day that over a million, in fact, I believe the number is up to now 1.1 million Brazilians, have signed petitions asking their government to grant Edward Snowden asylum. The Brazilian people are none too happy about what they have learned about Snowden and NSA snooping on them, on their president, their politicians, and NSA industrial sabotage or industrial spying as well.
Yes, and I think that's welcome news. I'm not so sure that I know we have a deadline in July and we don't know exactly what would happen. As much as I'm using the state to put pressure on our government, it's hard for me to believe that the Russian government is all of a sudden going to throw them out in the street, because if they put him out, I mean, the American government is going to grab him. Remember when they thought he was flying on an airplane to Bolivia or wherever, and they made that plane go down? That's how arrogant we are. So we need, of course, to get this resolved, and more pressure on our government would be the best way to do it. I think Brazil or some other country would welcome him, and that would, at least for him, be settled. His life wouldn't be threatened. But I can be very confident in saying that I truly believe he'd like to come back here. I don't think he wants to be un-American. People think, well, he's done this. He doesn't care about America. Well, maybe he's done this because he loves America, but he doesn't like the direction it's going in. So I can understand it. Matter of fact, I think somebody like this is in a way related to an expatriate. But the expatriate leaves, which I don't condemn at all, but they leave in taking care of themselves and trying to preserve their wealth and their liberties. But here in this case, he's been expatriated against his will because he wants to be more American. He wants to straighten out our country. So I think it's there's so many things going on like this. But I think this really brings it to attention about what America's all about and what we have been doing and exposing it. I think the thing that they resent the most is the truth coming out. The embarrassment by this has probably been much, much bigger deal than any injury to any one person. And besides, they're embarrassed, by what they've been doing, but they've also been exposed and they're going to be restrained, just as our allies now and American people are saying that they shouldn't be doing this.
Well, Edward Snowden, at great personal cost, at great personal expense, has done a brave thing in alerting the American people to the trampling of their constitutional rights and actually the creation of all of the infrastructure for a police state that requires only the flipping of a switch. So it is a wonderful effort that you've started to demand clemency for Snowden. People can find out more about it or get on board at ronpaulchannel.com, ronpaulchannel.com. Dr. Paul, once again, thanks for another great conversation, another great effort, and another great podcast. Ron Paul, the Weekly Podcast. I'm Charles Goyette.
This concludes another PodcastOne.com program.